Hello and welcome back to another exciting episode of We Shot First. 2 hour combat. Like, usually we do a 90 minute and then there's another 90 minute and two sessions for combat. This combat has gone on like three episodes, and that's with me stretching the last one.
It's been a toughie. It's been a toughie.
Well, it is the showdown with Darga. We're getting close to possibly the season anticlimax. We shall see. Corey Chazon is not in the house because Remigilligar is unconscious and is floating around, and I don't think he's going to come back to life three times in a row. This will be long over.
Might be asking a lot.
That type of thing. It might be a lot. Our usual cohorts in the house, Joe Gibson, Aiden Wilms, Matt Wilms, and of course Ryan Messina has returned to the fold to play a bunch of Star Wars and Age of Ashes. Guys, picking it up right from where we left it at the top of round 15, which means it is time for Poser to do something awesome.
Honestly, for a second, I thought you were like, that, which means after 15 rounds, the Rancor shows up.
No, everybody stops. It's no one's contract to go more than 50 rounds. You know, like, Darg is like, Darg's like, oh, you almost had me there. But just, it's like a truce where he goes away. See you next time. No. Poser, digging in. What do you got for us, buddy?
So I can tell Merrick is, coming up the ramp behind me. I know he's got my back. And I want to give him as free of a shot as he can take. Ooh. So I'm going to withdraw, which allows me to avoid an AOO from Darga and move half my movement backwards. So I'm going to move three squares, which should put me close to, if not in line with Merrick. And then I'm going to tell Darga, your men are unconscious of dying. Your pilots are being incapacitated as we speak. Look at his weapon. Please surrender. You will not make it out of here. And I'm going to try and adept negotiate with a 18 on the dice for a 33 to drop his condition by one.
Oh, that beats a 31. He's like, you had me at please. Oh, sorry.
Oh, you had me at please. You had me at alone.
He does. His eyes blink for a moment, and he looks even sweatier and slimier for a moment, and he drops. Now he's at another one down the condition track?
Yep, so it should be at a total -2 on everything.
-2. What is your reflex right now?
My reflex?
Mm-hmm.
18.
Okay. It's with 25, and with the penalties and stuff, which I think I forgot, they still would have slammed you, so we're good. Okay. You got anything left? Any other actions?
Nope, that was move standard.
Okay.
So that's it.
Bad guys. I don't have any bad guy left.
One pilot.
The Zabraki guy. Yeah, the one Zabraki guy. And what?
I think there's also still the dude on the ramp that shot Merrick, but I'm not positive.
No, I took care of him.
He did exactly 9. Remember, he rethought his life and then...
Oh, okay. He just isn't X'd out.
Rallied his morale and then, 19 plus 5. 24, Bash.
Minus 2 for his condition.
Yep. I was kind of holding that. Like I just mentioned, forgetting the condition is like, I want to see you hit something.
I'm not
going
to forget.
I was hoping it hit you and then we could be like, he's, the condition track. Cause everyone like hates this thing. It's like, no, it's really, when we started this game, it's like, why would you waste the time to slowly chip away? It's like, well, a fight goes this long. It's totally worth it. Sorry. So yes. 23
hits.
Oh, okay. That was anticlimax. What?
Hold up. I thought you said 24 to hit, but he's at a -2. Should be 22.
Oh yes, that's right, 22 because of 19.
It still hits.
I was thinking of Poser.
I was just gonna say, but it just. Hit
I was
you.
Thinking about yeah, sorry. I was thinking about hitting Poser. I'm always thinking about hitting Poser.
I was just.
Oh you!
If that's not love, I don't know what love
10
is.
10 points in the gut there. Love this, Besh. Of scorching blaster fire. Well, it's gonna leave a mark on your carapace. Right in the carapace. Yeah.
No, kill him too, so then Rahal gets 2. He doesn't have to pay.
Merrick. Merrick.
I mean, go for Besh.
Merrick, you're up.
What happened here?
Okay. In front of you is the back of Poser. It's big open space for a ship, but it is kind of tight quarters for your kind of fighting, and the slug is engaging him one-on-one and Poser's in your way. There's a couch flipped up with a panel covering the ladder to the upper deck, and off crumpled in the side is that annoying protocol droid that's like Rudy.
Probably still give it Terry.
No, he's rooting for The glorious dagger comes in with a slide. The sword's on it. Oh, no, that's cheating. Who has destiny anymore? What the hell is that? He's not proficient in that axe. The comment said so. What the hell? You know, this kind of thing going on. Merrick, what do you want to do?
I want the big one.
Okay. Merrick is going to give him small five cover. Can you do auto fire? Like, well, you can place the cone in front of him. I mean, it's kind of.
It can be a cone or it can be just a 2x2 square.
Yeah. It's yeah.
The cone's because I have a feet.
Well, it's like he's going brap and he kind of like does the tall cone headed outline shape around Poser, right? Back down the other side. There it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Have at me.
I
don't have much of a battle map for this, so actually I'm showing the actual ship, so you guys are going to have to like think of this. Yeah.
Theater of the mind.
Well, I do have a cursor arrow, so it's like Merrick's here at the back, and then in the middle we have Poser, and we have a big worm and a couch. And
I'm just picturing extra squab.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to re-roll that one.
Do it.
How? How is that physically possible? Do tell.
Because I don't like rolling ones.
Now, we talked about revealing awesome new powers and talents.
I have assured attack. It's my feat I took at sixth level. It allows me to, when I roll multiple dice damage, I can re-roll the lowest dice, but I have to keep the second result. But
okay,
nothing is worse than a one.
You get two twos and two twos and a one. So re-roll the one.
All right, roll. Ooh, oh, seven. Ooh. That's
what a
lot better.
Well spelt skill. Spent.
So 11.
Yeah.
12. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, actually, you just add six to the eight. You just add six to the eight would be easier. Right, keeping the one, reducing your seven by one, and just adding it to your eight damage gives us the total of,
yeah,
okay, 14 to Darga. Well, let's go over to the Darga point here. I have more than 14, but not a lot more. Okay, so he just starts chewing him up, right?
Surrender, Darga. Are you going to get screwed? And Merrick's like, yeah.
He's managed.
I told you.
He's managed to like hack the PA system on the ship. You hear Rahal's voice, right? But he still can't get this clamp to work. All right.
Yeah.
Is that you, sir? Anything else from Merrick?
No. That's it. And I moved to stand beside Poser.
Is there anything about getting knocked below zero three times in one combat? Gilligar is setting a record. Three swifts to
terminal brain damage.
He spends yet another force point, as he said, not to die.
I'm worried that he's going to slump down on the controls and send into something else.
Well,
in the hangar bay.
Funny you should say that. There's no one behind us, right? To to see what's going on. So I'm just going to roll some metal screen here, see what happens in the world of mishaps, and see if I am sideways pointing at a door, and I said he's drifting. Does he drift up? Does he drift down? Does he drift toward the ship? Towards the crate? Who knows what's going on? And Gilligar is going to spend, as a player, three swift actions to go from the negative 10 to negative 5 to everything.
The poor guy, man.
Oh.
up, down.
Yeah, like,
up,
Corey,
down.
Corey is not used to roll 20, and he's not, like, everyone loves Star Wars, but not used to the system. But I think he held his own.
No, he did fine.
As far as
his RP was top notch.
Yep. The Besh.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Elbow. Yep. and the two swifts.
He's got like some kind of like gond sacred flag of his country or whatever, you know, on the people's elbow.
I'm saying if that's his work, grab a seatbelt and like choke him with it.
Yeah.
It's for your own safety.
He's not, he just smacks people. He's not malicious like some mercenaries there, Merrick. You missed, Dodo.
I missed. Yeah. Okay. My first miss.
Yeah. He's starting to see a pattern in your slapping and he's wiggling around. He's trying to go for the
seatbelt. Do you want to use a force point?
No,
because I have to hit a 19, so no.
But it's within, yeah.
Oh, but it is within.
It is within.
Remember, he's also two down the condition track.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just force happy. I say go for it.
That doesn't drop my defenses, does it?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, it absolutely does. It drops everything.
Three, so 16 total.
Yeah, he still wouldn't be at his dex. He's chair.
Oh, he's flat-footed, which is from 22 to 19.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking he's already taken a penalty. I forgot about the two, so it's actually like 17.
So remind me next time I'm making a character, make one of them spiky faces.
So dudes. Negative two, I dropped a 17, and you got a three with 13 to 16. You missed by one. Sorry.
Oh. It's all right.
Worth it.
I got six more.
Spend them.
Yes.
Spend them all.
Yes. Yes.
The Force.
Yes.
I mean, the best.
Lieutenant Sarlacc, you keep on quoting regulations. Be like Kirk. Really? Darga Hutt's reflex went down? Whoops. Rahal. Hack.
Yeah, he's going to keep at it. He doesn't want that ship to go.
Now, I will give you this, okay? Because Darga.
Has the ship stopped?
Well, Darga. Darga called for your attention, right?
Yep.
Okay, so Spectra, takes it, jumps off the front of the ship, and starts running towards you.
Sweet. I gotta poke my head out. Don't run towards me! Close the freaking door behind you! And then go back to hacking.
4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18. She gets like just to the front corner of the door, you know, like a square away, and you're yelling at her. Okay. 15.
Let's try this. Let's lock this business in. Fighter shit. Ensure victory. Come on, baby. Oh, that was good. 28 use computer.
Very nice. That's two of the four clamps.
That's enough for me.
Okay. That's either like one full side of the ship's not going anywhere or one on each side to, you know, got the back, you know, get the parking brake on. He tries to go.
Technically, really, I think if one of those things locked up and they were to fly away without one, there's a pretty good chance that they go down.
But it's not landing gear. Yeah, it's docking gear. It's the docking ring. They could damage the back of the ship, like airlock. You know what I mean?
But I mean, hold on, I'd be concerned.
Now, we're not in space. Yeah. We're in atmosphere. So, like I said, you could cause a
whole breach. It's all well and good till they go past that, like, and they are in space.
Oxygen. Oh,
no, but I mean, like, right. As far as getting away, you could just fly out of this area and, you know. Like,
yeah.
But, yeah, totally wreck the ship. Anyway, so if you're happy with that, we'll see what happens
okay
to...
Yeah, but that's my turn. It takes full run to that.
Right.
Clickety-clackety. What are you doing coming at me? Close that freaking door.
Darga continues to shoot at you with a -2, so my +1 becomes like a -1. Or, sorry, am I down 2 or 1? I'm down 2.
You're down 2.
Yeah, down 2.
You also don't have your weapon out because you charged me last round.
Yeah, but I think I'm going to try and shoot you.
Yeah, it's honestly probably a better idea.
And we're not going to talk about that. Very low score. No.
Off natural 1?
No, 7. I was like, that's a 6. So, shakingly, because you said please, pulls out his gun and just at you kind of thing.
Take that, Ficus.
Yeah. Poser, you're up. What do you want to do?
Alrighty. Oh, he's going to be shooting at me. I mean, kind of rude. Seriously, Darga, give it up. Stop it.
He's like, just stop talking. It's so annoying. Pew, pew, pew.
I'm going to point at him and be like, bad hut. Bad. Drop the gun.
Force point, dude. I will totally give you a force point for that. That's awesome. That's awesome.
All right, I got an 18 on the dice for another 33 on my use the force check to drop him down.
Seriously, like, tick. Bad hut, bad.
I'm going to talk this guy into him because I love
he it. He has a flashback to his childhood when he wasn't good enough for his
It's not
father.
Just what he said, the punchlines, that I was setting him up with it. That's not the way I thought he'd go. So, yeah, no, that's worth a fourth point, in my opinion. That was all. Sorry, you were saying? Trying to actually tell me what's going on here. What was the story?
So he moves down the track again.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's kind of where he is.
I'm at 3.
Also, if he reaches the end of the track via Adept Negotiator, they don't fall unconscious. Instead, they cannot attack me or my allies for the remainder of the encounter unless I or one of my allies attacks Darga or one of his allies first.
All right.
So.
Awesome. Speaking of bad guys, I've got that one pilot that's still trying to take care of this crazy bug man in my face. 8 plus 5. No, I believe that's going to miss. With my negatives, yeah, barely 10. Yeah. Merrick.
I got you.
Poser is trying to talk him down. He disengages, and the guy comes swinging at him, and Poser just starts, you know, like, there's been two rounds of, like in the heat of the battle, you're like, ah, get a Poser, and there was a big chop, and, you know. This
and I will remind you, Rahal has said he does want if.
I will take 2 swift actions to swift Sasha out of auto-fire mode.
No.
It's a little rusty, so it takes 2.
Just get over to stun. What?
It's like your e-brake, right? You never use it. So you're like, yeah, you use your e-brake. You're like, oh no! So
just file down the switch. What the hell? It won't.
I cannot believe.
Just rattle, rattle. Okay,
all right. So I rattle it back to single fire mode, and then there's another toggle.
That sounds a full day action, not a full round action.
For Merrick, yeah. And then the other one, I switch it to actual stun mode because these rifles do have that.
Oh, who knew?
Yeah, turns out you have the time.
I am really amazed. This is astounding information.
If you flip back to season 1,
he did come from a warring planet. I mean, they do capture officers. I mean, come on. Yeah.
This is it. To be honest, this is actually what we call baby stun mode. The other stun mode is what was in Auto Fire.
Damn happy that Rahal isn't picked because Rahal would lose completely his train of everything. Merrick and stunned.
So what do you got for me, Merrick? Shoot.
Can someone remind me how stun?
It just moves down the condition track.
Yep, it's moving down the condition
half
track.
It's the same. It's the same attack roll, but the dice change. Correct.
Yeah, you can't. I don't think you can kill somebody with a stun attack. You do some damage, but biggest
like
benefit
duel.
Is smashing them down that condition.
Yeah,
track.
It's half damage and then one down the track every time you hit Aiden. Pretty sure.
I'm looking it up. Give me a minute.
Okay, yeah.
We'll roll to see if you hit him.
Yeah. So I'm just going to roll the normal attack just to ignore the damage die.
Poser's giving me cover, so my 17 with,
oh,
with
so
the negative.
Oh,
so
I don't have
with the negative.
I don't. This, I'm used to like putting in a negative for him. So I'm like, no, don't do that. Actually, I get a positive. Point blank shot.
What?
Bonuses, yeah.
All right.
So I'm, you're looking for 19. All said and done with
natural 20,
dude.
Oh wow.
What? Yeah, okay. That's a crit.
I might have to take a second to look into rules.
Yeah.
Does critting with a stun make it like a stunnier stun?
Oh, it gets better. Okay, so as we're going to look this up, okay, we'll get the official ruling, but I can tell you that if you crit with double damage, 11 points, okay, Poser's talking him down, and you said your line, and then you let it go, and it's so backed up. Sasha's so pent up with the stun, this huge freaking ring goes out and around Poser, hits him at both ends, and his eyes just roll back in his head, and he falls over, stunned, reduced to below zero because of the stunning.
Oh, Sasha, I have never seen you act like this before.
He rolls back. He's still conscious, but he's like doing the like, you know, like he's really, really out of it.
Yeah, okay.
I have the rule.
Yeah, let's have it.
Okay. When you make a successful attack with a weapon that deals stun damage, subtract half of the stun damage from the target's hit points. Additional effects may occur as well, depending on the amount of damage dealt. If the stun damage reduces the target's current hit points to zero, it moves -5 steps on the condition track and is knocked unconscious. If the stun damage before being halved equals or exceeds the target's damage threshold, the target moves 2 steps down the condition track.
Didn't hit my threshold.
Okay.
But don't you change the dice when you change a weapon to stun? Like, weapons have a stun set.
Oh, there are some weapons.
It should have a stun damage.
Yeah. So a blaster rifle stun damage, I believe, is different.
It probably is. Give me a minute to get back up to the weapons.
Yeah, sorry.
No, you're good.
Darge was sitting at 6, so I'm still pretty sure you're good. Anyway.
You're saying blaster rifle?
Yeah, blaster rifle.
Blaster rifle stun damage is 2d10, not 3d10.
I'm rolling D8s for rifle.
Okay, it's got a regular rifle.
Oh, I'm looking at heavy blast rifle. 2d8.
Yeah, 2d8. And the stun setting?
Yes.
Okay, so taking the first 2 dice, 2 and 2 is 4, doubled it as 8, is still more than enough. So we're good.
Yeah, okay. And I reroll the lowest.
Right. So, as I was saying, okay, Darga gives out a low groan and rolls his eyes before letting out a wheezing laugh. His words are almost dragged out of him, but despite this, he seems to be smiling that sickly hut smile that often graces his enormous face.
I should have killed you the first time you walked into my palace. I think you've done something right, but you've gravely mistaken. This is a long monologue for someone that's unconscious. At least those slaves would have lived if I'd sold them. But you've condemned them to die. The Empire won't let them live on the chance that they might reveal the truth. The death of thousands will be... And he holds up a hand, counts on his stubby fingers, then nods to himself. Yep, thousands will be on your side. And it's a very long wheeze for somebody who just falls unconscious. What do you do?
Hand it earpiece. Ron, ship is secure.
No, it's not. Aren't we still fighting the guy in the cockpit?
I'm not fighting guy. Ship is secure. I look around. Are there any threats?
There's a guy up in the cockpit.
Half of
the Besh is trying to deal with him.
Half a beat up droid, right? Slowly gets up and comes gimping forward on one leg and says, "My master, just go over. I was taking a nap." And it just collapses in a heap next to him and shuts down. Ramagiligar, while I'm working on him, he takes his swifts. Vabesh.
And yes, I will try again. I will use my good old two. Oh, man.
He's just still up there. You guys are monologuing with the bad guy, and he's still up there pounding away. Yeah, you guys still hear that single blaster fire going off in the cockpit, that once in a while.
And I will use. That's it. I'm done.
And you and me, and I miss, and there's a pew. So, Rahal, you literally hear Mer going, cockpit is secure. And then you hear the pew. But maybe he's executing pilots up there. Just
wait. And back up. Correction. Ship is not secure.
Yep. Okay.
Well, I mean, if it doesn't, is it still trying to take off?
It's prepped and ready to go. It's not pulling against the clamps. We got interrupted. Like, Joe kept us from hitting any throttle or
sweet.
Whatever.
I got 2 out of 4 locked in.
Yeah.
I'm a head out from my position here at the entrance of the hangar bay.
Okay.
and, you know, take a second to survey the field.
Okay. Spectra goes to the other side of the door where you were, goes to the panel, gives you the two-finger salute, and hits the door, and it starts closing. And she takes off, disappears down the hallway. Very angry email coming your way there.
I can handle an angry email.
Okay. Okay.
I'm
so
just glad she's not right in front of my face.
Before we get
right
back into turns where Rahal is, like, you know, taking slow actions with Vibesh and Buddy up there, right? Anyone want to join Besh in the cockpit?
Can I make it to the bottom of the ladder with a singular move?
Yeah.
Okay. So I will do that. Can I see the pilot?
From the bottom of this ladder, no. You need to go up into the, because it just goes to the upper deck, and then you got to move forward into sort of open doorway of.
Okay. Okay, then standard action to use the second move, I will climb the ladder.
Okay, you can get up the ladder and, like, take the proverbial step, and there's some hallway space, and then there's, like, the closed but open door of the cockpit, and you see one pilot laying on the controls, and you can see the Besh is, like, doing the gung-fu. One guy's trying to shoot him, and the other, and he's dancing around kind of thing, and it's continuing. Besh.
And once again.
Once again. He shoots him.
Hey! A 19 assist.
It does.
For 13 damage.
13 damage.
Yeah, the one.
I have one left. He shoots you with a natural 20 and does... Do you have a destiny point?
I do.
To negate 18 points of damage?
I will,
okay.
Considering I have six.
Okay. No, not force points. Destiny points.
Yeah. Good point.
Okay. Natural 20 has the, you know, the bead right on you, and he goes to pull the trigger, and you just molt and become a slightly smaller version of yourself, and it splits your carapace open, and you, fresh new Vibesh, smiling at him. Poser, advancing?
Can I see the pilot?
Kind of. You can see his head. There's the back of the chair. And
that's all that I need to melt him.
Okay.
So, I'm going to use Mind Shard. I'm totally going to take this one. That's a 19 for a 34 on the use of force check to melt this dude's mind.
Okay, nice. Vibesh, you draw back for, like, the last punch, and all of a sudden, dude starts to ...
from you.
Yeah, just start bleeding. Oh, no, you're hurt, man. I can't continue.
Oh, yeah, I can.
So that's 5d8 points of damage for 22 points.
Oh, dude, he doesn't bleed out of his ears like ichor. Like, chunky bits in the soup come pouring out of his ears, his nose, and his mouth, or, like, out of the corners of his eyes. It just, you know, some of his little horns pop out of his head. And he just falls over in front of you.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But then there's there's the bug with the hand vibrating while wound up going, still my kill.
I just find it cool that Poser has shown his true colors.
Starting to out himself.
With the non-cast.
Well, hey, there's the come up behind you heal, and then there's the middle of a fight, and the guy just starts having some kind of crazy melting attack, and you look behind you, and there's Poser. Look at
that.
Try to look innocent.
The other guy flying.
Oh, Merrick, yeah. Some persuasion to convince Merrick that, you know, it's all, you know, it's wires and tricks. He's out there for an hour looking for the wires.
That's awesome.
Setting it up with dummies. The actual bodies, like test dummies. Congratulations, gentlemen. Darga is defeated. But what did he say to you and Poser, Merrick and Poser? Something about slaves? Thousands are going to die? It's all your. What's up with that? No one reports it. We just take all the ships and leave.
get
in so much
trouble. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, now that you've said it,
I believe you guys have a rule of open comms, so I'll be nice. It's Matt stuck his proverbial consciousness through the PA, then, you know, you hear this. What do you guys want to do now?
Interrogate Darga.
Yeah, I'll work to secure Darga.
Darga is unconscious.
I will make him more.
What?
No, that was me crafting handcuffs.
I've got an.
So,
I'm still back in the hangar surveying the damage.
Okay, so you guys are looking around, and then all of a sudden, you guys, over the comms, comes Captain O'Keefe on the Banshee. According to her sensors, the Imperial-class Star Destroyer Ostidius just emerged from hyperspace at the edge of the system and has begun transmitting extensive messages on the slave circuit to the medium transport known as the Shackles of Nizon.
Guys, I hate to put a rush on things, but...
There's more. It beams similar messages to the Tabana gas hauler that had been sitting inert, apparently hiding amongst Bespin. And she says her sensors picked up, you know, a ship hiding is now moving. Also, the Ostidius has launched a number of starfighters figuration that she has never seen before. They're just showing up as blips, but... And they are screaming towards Bespin. The gas hauler, she says, has appeared out of nowhere and seems to be on a collision course towards leading it directly towards the shackles of Nizon. Crash, her little pilot droid, has made the calculations, and the Tabana gas hauler will collide with the medium transport in a matter of minutes, destroying both ships completely and killing everyone on board. What?
I ain't got the answers I need. We can't let this happen. Boys, if you got experience behind the stick of a starfighter, now's the time. And Rahul's going to rush to the closest starfighter, one at the back of the bay.
Really? You're not going to take the luxury yacht? You don't want your new boat damaged?
I think there's enough people on the luxury yacht to pilot it.
Okay.
And
mere minutes.
Like I said, priorities. We got seconds here. Stuff starts blowing up. I got to get out in space.
This is a matter of minutes, right? And if you guys keep it around, you're good. So Rahul wants you guys to like make haste, but you guys are wounded, low on hit points, a certain jetpack's out of fuel, and now you guys have got to like re-engage the clamps because he's hacked them to shut down. If you guys want to use the yacht because it has guns, are you guys just going to jump in starfighters or like what are we going? What's your response, boys?
Is it possible that I could maybe convert some of the fuel for the yacht for a jetpack?
You're in a hangar bay, which is full of fuel. And you want to convert rocket fuel to jet fuel?
Yeah, sure. It's got a little more
Give me a mechanics check, and you should be able to find something convertible or, you know, dilute it on the fly or something. But, you know, I appreciate the, you know. Ooh, a quick skill challenge. Yes, I would like three rolls, and I want two successes before a straight-up failure.
32.
Success.
And 35.
Extra success. Dun, 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 dun. You find something you can dilute it. Like, do you know how diesel fuel, they have that stuff that you put in the front diffuser, whatever? It's like the clear liquid, DEF fluid. It's called DEF fluid, DEF. A diesel truck takes diesel fuel, and in the front, there's like a windshield washer pop-open thing, and you got to top up your DEF tank. And it does something to help mix the fuel. Anyway, thinking with that kind of chemistry, the rocket fuel here isn't all mixed together and completely volatile. It's componentized, so they can put it, you know, so they can, you find something that's not like completely ready to go and use it.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little rawer.
Now, the thing is, though, you are still using rocket fuel as jet fuel. This will burn faster, brighter. I'm not going to give you more rounds, but I will give you more movement speed.
Ooh.
And you do run the risk of destroying your, you know, like burning it out, like wrecking your jetpack.
Burns twice as bright.
Okay. All right. Besh.
Yes.
This place looks really homey. I mean, it's nice. It smells good in here. You know, some other crazy creature like yourself made it home. It's very opulent. Got two pilots that are, well, they're kind of, you know, knocked out right now. You don't know that Matt was, like, trying to lock the docking clamps. If you guys want to use the yacht, you've got to spend time to unlock it, like, you know, reverse what he did. Or
ask me codes.
Yep. Now, there's something else going on, Rahul, as you casually walk through here, like before we get to the jetpack, before Rahul crosses going, hey guys, blah, 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 there is a companion floating around, right? Remember that? So I rolled.
Oh, yeah, there's that thing happening.
Yeah. So unfortunately for you guys, his head 95 drifted and collided with the one north of it. And they are like, you know, entangled, flipped, that kind of thing. There's like smoke coming out of it kind of thing. He's like, damage it nasty. Like, now there's collision and like, oh, it just would have bumped or whatever. But the problem is he's pushed it and some hoses, like fuel hoses and things have come loose. And you've got like the big stain opening up under one. And it's just like,
it's like the Galaxy Quest takeoff from the main ship.
You guys could rush over to try and fix the situation, hose it down and everything to get Gilligar out of there. Or
have I gotten any word from R4 as to him?
He's been running the whole time. 15 rounds times 6 seconds. He's been rolling like mad for about, you know, 2 minutes. He's almost down the hallway towards the first turbo lift.
Sweet. I can't go anywhere till he's loaded in anyways, but I'll climb up the ladder and engine checks or whatever.
Okay,
you know.
Okay.
Whatever happens to Ram McGilligar happens to Ram McGilligar. I mean, worst case scenario, I'm out a bit of a debt.
Okay, so you just
best case scenario, I don't have to deal with that cognac swilling, smoking.
This ship that's floating around banging into things is still up active and a threat to you guys taking off in yours.
So would I get a dark side point if I was to shoot? Just asking.
Like shooting the fuel pile to make it blow up? No, there's nobody in it. But the one that's floating around with Gilligar in it, it could take lots of your blaster, but you could just get your frustration out. You could shoot that thing all day and not really get, you know, get your frustrations out with him. I was thinking possibly somebody like making the leap We have two acrobats here and, like, you know, getting him out of the ship and powering it down and landing it safely and all that stuff. Because it's going to be a pain in the ass to take off for you guys. It's a threat to you guys to leave him.
Would really be the right thing to do. Hangar bay safety.
Now, like right now, this thing is floating and tangled with the ship that's leaking. But its engines are up and running. It's going, and it's slowly pushing it in a circle. Like, you know, it's just one of those, do we let the Zamboni, you know, the two ships that are entangled.
Yeah, you know, Rahal, as much of a duty is.
Can we put it to a vote?
He has the potential to not let Rand MacGillivray die in a ball of random crashing fire. He would take the time to at least disable the flight capability of that vessel.
Yeah, but that this inner debate took at least a standard action.
But that might be me climbing into the cockpit of this one and shooting his engines in.
Well, I'm still leaving him here.
I mean, also, like, take a path for results. Rahal's a very...
Are you very acrobatic? Like, we're talking about jumping through the gas.
No. Rahal isn't acrobatic, but he's a very end goal oriented kind of guy.
Okay.
So as long as it wouldn't 100% kill Rama, but it will improve the mission parameters, yeah, he'd take a shot to try and disable Rama's vessel.
Oh, you mean like a called shot to try to, because you're at point blank to get that one exposed wire, that kind of thing?
Yeah. Even if it has to take out both of those.
That, with a six?
95s?
That sounds like a destiny point to me.
I'll spend it.
Okay. It's not your.
You don't want to kill the guy. If I can avoid
guy. It's not your destiny to die here. Now, you guys could just like run over and, you know, but if Rahal wants to be cool.
I mean, or you could let the Jedi get down and, you know. I don't really know
you're a Jedi.
Yeah, he's up
there. I just know you make my spider sense go.
All right, well, you know what I'm saying?
I feel different around you, Bozo. I don't know what it is. Take your shot,
Rahal. Like,
right now, I'm questioning my sexuality. I don't really get the vibe. You know what I'm saying?
take the shot.
Something about that cone head, you know?
Can we get back to shooting and killing the camera?
Very uncomfortable.
This force sensitive conversation you're making the DM very uncomfortable. Can we get back to shooting at the gasoline? Yeah, that would be much better.
Yeah.
Can we get back to earning that dark side point? Yeah.
So I will spend a destiny point to make that called shot to disable his vessel without blowing up the bay.
Okay. So can I have a knowledge mechanics roll?
Smash that destiny point off right
there. No, it's a free hit. It's a free crit. You know, that's not the problem.
It is.
The problem is knowing where to shoot. Can I have a mechanics roll, please?
Mechanics roll?
Yep. Where do you think the sweet spot is to have this thing like power down?
I know that sweet spot is why didn't it roll? There it is. Oh my god!
Seven underneath.
It is the ship itself.
Thinking about transports that you're a little bit more familiar with the repulsor lifts.
I'm just like shooting
underneath it, right?
In the engine.
Yeah. Just, can I have the damage, please? Doubled, critted, blah, etc.
Oh, okay. All right. Hold on one second. I have to reference. It's 3d7.
I'm going to miss him.
Sorry.
It's like we're just talking about what a great job Corey did. Oh, by the way.
Man, this is big.
In a heroic moment.
It's too big. It's that big.
Damage.
It is.
3d6 times 2.
No, 3d10 times 2.
Why 10? You have a pistol.
That's what it is. No, it's light blaster cannons from a ship. I didn't just shoot it. I jumped in a ship and used that ship to shoot it.
Oh, no. I thought you just, like, you could just use your... I'd allow this because, like, instead of, like, targeting another ship in space, they would do that all the time. You have a pistol.
Woo! Sweet. I'll take that.
You have a pistol. And you run over to the panel, like, at, like, 10 feet away and try to shoot the... You know, that kind of thing. You're on the ground. I mean, like, jump in a ship and do all that kind of weird
stuff. It's 3D8. 3D8 times 2.
Yeah. You have a heavy blaster pistol?
I do have a heavy blaster pistol.
3D8 times 2, yeah.
All right. Three...
Hey, like run over with your pistol and get within like D8. You know 10-12 squares to have that visual.
Roll,
of,
they
know.
Just multiply this by 2. Oh wait, critical. So by 4. No, it's my blaster.
Double,
2.
It's double. Yeah.
2. Yeah. 2. Yeah. Okay.
So you had half your level for damage too.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
All right. So 20 points.
No deflector shields activated. Okay. It has a hull point absorption of 10. Right. So you do 20 points of damage. The plating, right? Normally would absorb 10, but you used a destiny point to find that sweet spot. Unfortunately, with a mechanics check, the sweet spot you found is a real sweet spot and is not going to have the effect, right? Now, you didn't roll like a natural 1, but you did roll under 10. So I will at least give a percentage chance of a mishap that, like, you shoot something and you're just wrong. You know, like the headlights go out or, you know, like a critical system, right?
The radio just starts blaring, like anti-imperial propaganda.
Yeah.
Get your motor.
So, we didn't start the fire.
So he shoots, right? Right? And you see the repulsor engine, like it kind of shudders. It goes, you know, and it starts kind of powering down. Like, it's like the repulsor's gone to like half power and you think you're successful, but like then you see like smoke coming out of the back of the Z95 that you shot.
And just disabled the entire reactor.
And where there's smoke, yeah. So now what do you want to do? Now call it Jedi. So it's locked on, like, in disabling the vessel. Picture a vessel that's ready to go, sitting on the ground on its legs, right? This other one facing the wall, the opposite direction. You know how these things are like kind of fork shaped, right? Is up on the wall, kind of tilts, drifts into it, and is just kind of pushing the nose around, and it's kind of caught onto it, and it's kind of doing this weird circle, right? Comes around, and they kind of get stuck on a wall, and now they're like scraping down the wall and pushing out and just like, you know, roaming around weirdly, right? You run over, and it kind of powers down a bit and stops pushing the other one. They're still kind of sitting over that puddle, and the other one kind of like, the one that's in the air, kind of powers down a bit, but all the smoke starts coming out of the back of it. He'll be fine.
Mission successful. Moving on,
He'll
boys.
He'll be fine. All right.
All right. So what do we got on the Freda?
As soon as I heard O'Keefe over the comms,
yep,
I would have immediately slid back down the ladder,
okay,
and started running outside the ship. So I'm not sure where that would be.
As soon as you hear that message and everyone goes, Rahal's casually walking across the ground, assesses, okay, you get there just in time to see your guy lining up a shot, ping, and like you get to see Rahal, you know, do this thing. Anyway, it's obvious what he's doing, though. Like, it doesn't look like he's trying to kill Gilligar. It looks like he's aiming at the back for the repulsor, either type of thing. And you're like, oh, yeah, you totally get what he's going to do. Can I have a mechanics check or perception? Give me both. Okay. Give me both. We're not in game. Like, we're not in rounds anyway. We have minutes. We have entire, you know, several minutes.
Ooh, that is a 12 on mechanics and perception. Oh, 24.
Okay. You totally see that he's going to hit, but because your mechanics knowledge is crap as well, you both think it's the right spot, so you don't stop him. It's just like, yep, that's the spot he needs to hit. Ping. Oh, look, they're
fine. Good job, boss.
As far as you can tell, you didn't get it. But now it's like smoke's coming out of it. And, yeah. Merrick.
It's still kind of floating around a bit.
I mean, you can't save them all.
It's kind of low to the ground and scraping the nose a bit, but there's just enough push that it's still sliding and pushing the two of them around in this big puddle of shit. Because the fuel and stuff, they haven't disengaged them, so there's like hoses that are just kind of leaking everywhere, flopping around in that corner. The puddle's getting bigger. Yeah. Merrick, Besh, what are you two up to?
I was trying to secure Dargo with findings.
I'm just assuming Besh is going to lay his eggs in these half dead guys and go home, you know, call it a day.
All right, so
my new nest, right? Yeah.
This will be my home.
Do you mind if I potty at dinner after? You know, okay. So you secure Dargo in bindings,
supercharged backpack.
Okay. All right. So now you got to come off the ship and like, okay. So you come down and you see these two giving each other like the finger guns of this mechanics check.
Sure.
Okay. I need fuel. I need to convert. I need to fill. And you know what's go? Is this like a slow death he's planned for their former comrade? It's like a James Bond trap. Like, I will leave you with this smoking and the impending doom, and you're fine. Bye. Right. Because the two of them are walking away now. What the hell?
Okay. 22.
Why not? You never gave me a chance to do anything. You were just like, oh, yeah, you give the thumbs up. Like,
well, you guys are all acting simultaneously. Poser takes off. You secure the guy. 22. Okay, so let me get back to you there, Merrick. Poser.
Yeah, I will pop a force point to get move object back in my suite.
Okay.
And then I will do the Luke Skywalker, try and, you know, move the starship.
But pre-Luke Skywalker, you're moving the pre-X-Wing.
Yes.
I'm getting there's some parallels going on here, man.
There are.
Okay.
Cannon fireworks are going off.
Use the force.
Yep. Use the force. Ooh, 20.
There's the best bit. Ping. Do you care to cover? Rahal, you might sense said ping, but a repulsor lift engine moves the ship, and now he shot malfunctioning. Rahal might think that this thing just kind of put itself in reverse and just the repulsor just kind of, you know, pulls out, peters down, and lands nicely. Great shot, Rahal. Self-congratulations all around. But dude's using the force right beside you. With a 20, can you move a gargantuan object?
I cannot. I would need to hit a DC 30.
Okay.
Or DC 25 and boost it with a 4. However, I will actually pop a destiny point.
Are you sure?
Oh.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Because this allows me to move something up to three size categories larger, which allows me to move this.
Okay. Can you move like multiple stuff?
Technically, no.
Okay. Well, because you're using a destiny point and three gargantuans cut in half, two targets, two gargantuans, I'll allow you to sort of brace one while you pull the other off of it and, you know, set it down. Once you force it to the ground and it's untangled, the repulsor does not have enough guts to do much besides make it, you know, your phone vibrates across the table.
Yeah.
It's doing that, but not very quickly. Like, it's not even gaining a square around. It's just kind of like, you know, like it's got the engine revved up too much.
Gotcha.
Rahal, great job. You shot it. It finally calmed down, right? No.
Two destiny points to save Ramagilligar.
Use the...
I hope it was worth it.
Probably not. He uses a destiny point. This is a huge freaking ping in my pond of the force, as far as I'm concerned, Rahal.
All right. I'll drop my use the force.
Sense.
Of 28.
Okay.
Which, like, vastly superiorized his roll. I'm not going to lie about that.
What? He didn't go... For, he
my didn't, force bigger than your force.
I didn't destiny point than... my force.
No,
my force
he didn't. He's retracting his 20 to use a destiny point in its place.
Oh, what does that mean?
That's like pretty much...
Like force points wise.
If you had gotten a natural 20, Aiden, and add your force score to it, what would you have gotten?
If I had gotten a natural 20, I would have gotten a 35.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I would have been able to move both of these no problem.
Okay.
Bespin is now no longer in orbit around the gas giant that has been harvested from.
We are now a parsec away.
This is where we're going now. This is the future.
The ships don't move, but he tilts the floor because he's moved the station, and they just slide back into place or something like that. I have such a headache on my giant cone head. Okay. Nicely done. Now, I'm sure if we take a moment to look up Sense of Force about cloaking, because I think there's like second rolls to cloak each other. But
well, yeah, he has to actually... like make the effort to cloak
it. Try and hide it.
Then I will do that.
Using the force,
you probably would do something at that magnitude instinctually.
Yeah,
just that's how it's survival. Right?
21.
And there's
to cloak.
There's the 21 versus your 28, Rahal. So yeah, you do sense
feel something.
You feel tangles. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh no. And I'm just like, and that's why we've kept him around. So I'm I don't even know what I'm sensing. No, he's just like the Messiah floating out in the like. Palms up pose.
Your gut, well, we've always gone with a gut feeling, okay? Your gut tells you with no uncertainty that what's happening is not natural. That is not the ship powering down. Something's going on, and for some reason your gut tells you that Poser has something to do with it. You are certain. That much we can pin. Anyway.
Well, as long as it wasn't somebody else, I can address this issue later. So I'll file that away under personal grievances.
So with Merrick during this time with Merrick securing the hut with binders, this we owe Joe time. So, Besh, what are you doing up there?
Yeah,
Still being that pilot.
No, seriously. What?
You won't be out of my seat until you are pulp for me to sit in.
He's already pulp.
Don't listen to them. You're the only one without dark side points. Cameo or no, what do you want to do?
Yeah. But I'll just bind the one that wasn't bleeding from his head.
Okay.
Jeff mentioned laying eggs. Is that a thing?
No.
No, there's a whole engagement ritual. Then he's got to meet the Gand parents, which is like a hive of 1,000. It's very complicated. We don't want to get into this episode.
He sounds like it would be terrible dating one of them.
It's like everybody loves Raymond episodes. Like everyone loves Besh. You know.
I don't care how many hands they have.
So you want to pull him out of the chair and tie him up, or are we just
slump him out of the chair,
get him out of the chair, and
get him out of the chair,
and if he wakes up he's not going anywhere,
and go off of what team leader stated,
we got to do something.
Hop in a ship,
okay,
start going,
okay,
yep.
So, so you
hop in and start going through the procedures to move the big freight,
getting out of small finite time. Okay, you guys are free roam. Okay, that was in rounds that took like 5 rounds tops, okay? So ignoring that, you have a couple of minutes, but these ships are ready to go. So inside of a minute or two, okay, you guys can find yourselves in Z95. There's 4 of you, there's 4 of them. But, Merrick, you wanted to stop and dick around with jet fuel.
Well, I'm running real low, and, you know...
Yeah, and Rahal's waiting for R4 to come, so he...
Okay.
X95.
Okay, Rahal, where R4 ran off to hack, and then you guys, like, ran all the way down the subsection of the hangar bay, he's probably not going to make it. In time to be loaded up to like help in this. I'm sorry, or would you be really, really pushing it?
He could always show up late. Because those things are fairly automatic. He could just load himself up in one and just take off after.
Oh, yeah, and he's pretty
wily. Wily.
But that would be 5 of you.
Resourceful.
I'm on the yacht.
Actually, the one that was leaking fuel and everything, like it's banged up. I'll give it hull point damage, but it's not like it's not flyable, right? Gilligar is a smoking, maybe don't want to play with that one, but like, you know, technically we do it. We got 4 ships.
Gilligar, damn it.
There's like,
can't just leave him there.
There's like,
okay, I will take the time while I'm waiting for R4 to go to his ship,
yeah,
haul his ass out of the cockpit.
Okay. Oh, he's heavy.
I know he is.
So I'm just saying, like, you get him halfway over, and then the inertia, the forearms, his upper body weight is not proportional to what you're used to, and he just like, whoop,
maybe,
whoop,
maybe
whoop, on the floor.
Like, I'm not like an invalid. Yeah. I might be able to. Oh, yep, no, he falls.
Yep,
with a nine.
Oopsie!
I had to try.
Merrick walks over into the sea. Need a hand, boss?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I'm just like, and I get him over the side, and he like does the whole double flop. You know, maybe his head catches a rung of the ladder on the way down, so it gives him some extra spin.
Bing, bing, bing. You need there. Hand? You
need hand?
Yeah.
Oh, finally. Ah, yeah. Help me get him on here, and we'll start dragging him towards the...
You grab foot. You help the foot. Americ carries like 95% of the body mass.
Yeah, I've got his leg. but his butt's dragging on the floor, so I'm literally carrying the weight of his leg for no reason.
Okay, so you toss him on the yacht.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can't leave him behind. And that would be...
I'll make sure to power down his Z95 so that it doesn't explode.
I figured Rahal like would get in there and just shut it off and then drag him out. So that's fine.
Oh, okay.
So like,
hit the kill switch, start pulling the bug out.
So Poser's getting in one, Vibesh is getting in one, Rahal's going to wait for R4.
I'm getting in the one.
Okay, so you guys need to unhack those clamps.
Okay, well, that's fine. I can disable that. It's not going to go problem. Okay. I'll take the time to do it.
Okay. So
because we're waiting on R4 anyway, so we're going all hands on deck. I don't want anybody left on the station when we leave because we might not be making it back.
Okay, so
you know, and I'll radio Keith
Merrick. Yeah, you radio her. Merrick makes the fuel, and you guys like now. Does anybody want to get a jump? I don't recommend you guys all take off separately because then you could run into trouble by yourself.
No. We're going as a
little squadron.
It's a tactical decision.
Yep.
Like we're going in a squadron.
Yeah. You want
Merrick takes 5 seconds to break it down. So if we're flying in fighters together, we're going to listen to one person at one time.
Yep. You guys like Darga squadron or
No, that this is something that Merrick actually puts a foot down, even if it steps on Rawls' foot a bit.
No, this is what... I would defer these tacticals to Merrick. I wouldn't even stand in his way for this. I'd just be like, damn straight.
Yeah. It's a trigger point if anyone who knows Merrick. No, it's a trigger point for Merrick.
Okay.
That when it comes to we're all flying in different vehicles together at the same time.
Yep.
We listen to one person.
Okay. So you're squad leader.
I don't care who squad leader is, but whoever a squad leader is, you listen to squad leader.
Oh, I see.
That's a you big guy.
You are the military one out of all of us.
I ain't no bro.
Besh gives you like a thumbs up, right?
Like, but you tell me where to push the buttons, and I'll push the buttons towards that thing, my friend.
Oh, nice. Yeah, because the pilot. Who is not trained in piloting?
Poser.
Awesome. Now, funny enough, like these are really like, you know, they're not so hard to fly. And R4, you know, shows up.
You could if you're not a pilot, per se.
Well, how great would it be to put an astromech in behind our Jedi? I'm just saying it's, you know, nice symmetry.
Look, I'm flying. Yeah, sure you are.
Totally badassly assist each other,
right?
Yeah.
Now we also have a fun idea that Ryan talked to me about off the air about something he's going to do, and he'd want to claim the astromech droid if he's going to try and pull that crazy off.
No, that's okay.
Okay, but Besh, you were thinking about going up in the yacht.
Yep.
Okay. So,
well, somebody wants to secure the cargo.
This is true. We have some questioning to do
now. The crew, because
I have Rami Gilliger, I'm good.
He's out cold.
I know. I'm good.
You can fly, but you can't shoot.
Basically. Yep. I'm a ramming speed. No good. All good.
So
that's one ambitious bug. I'm going to tell you that.
So as they bring Ram onto the ship,
yeah.
At that point, I'll actually have my full suite of powers back.
Yep.
So I'm just rub the hands together, clear.
Okay. Cool.
Vital transfer in.
What does he get?
Let me make the roll.
Now, the cool thing is, as long as you guys have one hit point, you can fly a ship, and it's the ship's going to take the damage. You know, unless they get into some kind of like the ship's burning, and you know, okay,
the ship explodes.
Well, there's a pilot and a co-pilot for this yacht. So,
all right, that is a 24 on the use of force check, which gives him 3 times his character level.
Okay, so that would be 15 points.
Yep.
But you take that though, right?
I will take half as much.
Well, that's not bad. So, that's not ridiculous.
That's I take 7. I'm not going to use I'm not going to pop a force point to negate that because, you know, as the GM just stated,
starting to
need one hit point. Yeah.
Now, I'm just for the record, because he might forget later, I've just put Gilligar at 15 points right on the sheet.
Oh, perfect.
Okay. So,
and then after that, I'm going to take the 2 3-meter long chains, tie up Darga, and use all of my synth rope to tie up everybody else.
Okay. On the yacht.
On the yacht, yes.
Okay. Okay.
Everybody is secured.
All right. So
so we're talking like, what, 10 minutes?
Gilligar and Besh are on the yacht with all the prisoners, and they're going to take flight to go help. And the three of you are going to take Z95s. Now, the astromech droid can actually pilot one on his own, funny enough.
Yeah, I'll chuck him in one on his own.
That's up to you. What do you guys want to do?
We should, because being trained in pilot doesn't actually make it hard to pilot ships. Being trained makes you better at it.
Oh, yeah. And there's certain things you can get away with doing without rolling.
Yes, or you get significant bonuses and you can do very specific stuff.
Okay.
Yep. But not being trained, it doesn't actually hamper you from operating a vehicle.
Okay.
Which is why I was able to operate the speeder bike, no problem.
Hmm. All right. With possible flashbacks, we have Darga Squadron, you know, the Hutt Squad, rising up. You guys all fire up the Z95s.
No. So cool.
Darga
yacht. So is that's four Z95s in the yacht?
Four Z95s and the yacht all leave the hangar bay, and immediately the wing guard calls you guys up for ID and flight plan. And
All right.
Obviously, he scheduled a flight plan because they were getting ready to run. So obviously they've cleared it, right? So they're calling out to you guys going, you know, blah, 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 IP this, that, right type of thing.
Flight schedule.
Right. You know, but they want to know who you are. And it's like, what would they call themselves? What info, like something they have it written down on their sleeves or whatever.
Fabesh should have a flight manifest.
There would be, you'd think.
Possibly on one of those guys. Or you could wake somebody up and interrogate them and loot the old dark side point approach.
Well, I'm going to go with the Rahal method first here. I'm going to attempt to persuade them to look the other way with money.
I am Uncle Ben and Aunt Franklin.
Flight plan? You expect me to remember this? I have a tournament winner here. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Okay.
Let's just say, if you look the other way and continue on your patrols in every direction but this one, you could probably look forward to a bit of a better retirement than you were going to have before.
Okay.
The persuasion of 26.
26. There's that long pause, right? And no answer.
No news is good news. Let's go, boys.
Okay. And we'll see you next time on We Shot First, our very first Starfighter combat coming next time. Yes.
We're all gonna die.
Say goodnight, Vavesh.
Good night, everyone. Dan, can you believe you went through 3 destiny points?
Oh, yes.
Let alone force points, but 3 destiny points.